Amaya is a program architect who has passed the following designer exams: Identity and Access Management, Integration Architecture, and Development Lifecycle and Deployment. Amaya has 5+ years experience with the following processes or technologies: implementation and development experience across the full software development cycle, Java.NET, integration patterns, enterprise architecture, data modeling, SQL, development lifecycle methodologies, and mobile strategy architecture. Universal HealthBit, UHB, is a U.S. company that provides monitoring devices and services for diabetics. The project's application architect created this data model with an accompanying key. Identify the mobile requirement that can help Isaac with his mobile architecture solution. Let's do some quick math here. 50% of 30 million is 15 million estimated customers in 5 years. We'll be dealing with a number significantly larger than 15 million. Definitely. Let's take a closer look at the process. The recommended activities before data migration include 1. Modifying the data to meet standard naming conventions, 2. Identifying missing bad data and correcting it, 3. Ensuring data completeness, 4. Identifying duplicate records and performing deduping, 5. Validating the data by loading it into the sandbox. In this iterative process, there may be a list of errors that should be sent back to the client for a second pass. The data is then reloaded into the sandbox. Eventually, the subset of data that needs to be cleansed gets smaller until there is a clean pass. In this sense, data migration is also used to verify the data. Carrying out these steps will reduce volumes for the data migration, improved speed, decrease the amount of transformation of data required, lowered effort, and improve quality of data in Salesforce once migrated. The Bulk API was developed specifically to simplify the process of uploading large amounts of data. It is optimized for inserting, updating, upserting, and deleting large numbers of records asynchronously by submitting them in batches to force.com to be processed in the background. The order is important as well. Load the accounts and contacts into Salesforce first. Next, you load the opportunities against the appropriate accounts using their unique IDs in Salesforce. Salesforce should not be performing any processes as the data is being loaded. Turn off all workflow rules, validation rules, and triggers. Yes, but you need to think long term. That number will grow substantially, so we should figure out how to mitigate that risk. The requirements mention 4 industry processes that are covered by various AppExchange products. They are contract generation, e-signature, credit card authorization, and configure price quote, CPQ. Type CPQ in the search field, and the AppExchange will return a number of relevant configure price quote apps. Salesforce CPQ is a native configure price quote application. Unless Universal HealthBit has specific requirements preventing its use, a native solution is often the best solution. Salesforce CPQ streamlines configuration and ensures pricing and quoting accuracy. CPQ helps sales reps reduce quote errors, manage proposals, and close more deals in the sales cloud. Native CPQ, built on Lightning. What AppExchange products can Amaya suggest to the Universal HealthBit to satisfy their contract generation requirements? What AppExchange products can Amaya suggest to Universal HealthBit to satisfy their e-signature requirements? What AppExchange products can Amaya suggest to Universal HealthBit to satisfy their payment processing requirements? Here is the data model the application architect built. It will play a key role in what licenses Isaac assigns each actor. external users can only access Salesforce through specific types of communities. UHB customers would access Salesforce through a customer community to submit cases and therefore need customer community license. Here are some common integrations organized by specific layer. When Salesforce exposes SOAP REST web services and any external third-party system wants to consume them, it needs to call into Salesforce. Thus, it's an inbound call to Salesforce, but outbound call to the external system. Here, Salesforce is the publisher, and the external system is the consumer of web services. When Salesforce wants to consume external web services, any third-party SOAP REST web service, a call needs to be sent to the external system. It's an outbound call from Salesforce, but inbound call to the external system. Here, external system is the publisher of web services and Salesforce is the consumer. Integrations like outbound messages can be configured using the Force.com platform, while at future callouts require an extensive amount of code. Asynchronous execution takes place as a single transaction and does not wait for available resources, while asynchronous execution takes place depending on the resources available. At future, batch apex are examples of asynchronous execution. Integrations can happen on a per-transaction basis, like payments, or in bulk, in which a nightly batch of data is posted back to Salesforce. Here is a quick review of the different inbound and outbound services available. Open standards APIs support any integration process. ETL or batch, middleware or ESB, web service endpoints, CTI integration, streaming data, and authentication and authorization. The asynchronous request reply is invoked synchronously via async apex, for example, at future. There is a simple manner in which to distinguish between a distributor sale and a customer sale. Add a custom pick list field to the opportunity object. The pre-existing process in the ERP will then address the requirement. Here is what it looks like on the system landscape diagram. As the order is updated, specifically when it ships, Salesforce needs to be notified. There is an implicit requirement that Salesforce knows about shipment notifications. There are two different ways in which Isaac can handle shipment notifications. The middleware can pull the ERP for status changes via Change Data Capture, CDC. For example, the middleware runs a query against the ERP asking for all orders modified in the last 5 minutes where their status has changed to shipped. If the LDAP system is Active Directory-based, then Active Directory Federation Services can work with Salesforce's Identity Connect to provision new users in Salesforce. Single sign-on, or SSO, is a process that allows network users to access all authorized networks without having to separately log in to each resource. One password fits all. SSO reduces administrative costs because all user authentication information resides in a central directory, which reduces the need to maintain, monitor, and potentially synchronize multiple stores. It also reduces password-related user support requests. There are a number of benefits single sign-on provides as well. SSO saves users time since each user only has a single username and password, which gives them seamless access to all corporate resources and Salesforce. By automatically provisioning and deprovisioning users, SSO prevents unwarranted access. Security is further enhanced through the practice of single-use authentication credentials. Who manages authentication? The identity provider, or IDP, is the authentication server, and a service provider is an accessible business application. Salesforce can act as an identity provider, a service provider, or both. Notice that in this case, Salesforce is not in the middle, but is one of many service providers. My domain enables your organization to have a custom URL that identifies your org. My domain enables redirecting a user to an IDP and SP-initiated SSO. It also provides an improved user experience, including allowing users to access deep links into their environment using SSO and the ability to designate a separate URL for single sign-on users so that others can still use the standard login page. In order to take advantage of SAML for desktop and mobile apps, you must deploy My Domain. SAML, or Security Assertion Markup Language, is an XML-based standard for exchanging authentication and authorization data between security domains, that is, between an IDP, a producer of assertions, and a service provider, a consumer of assertions. Enabling SAML is about establishing the trust relationship between the service provider and the identity provider. Historical trend reporting is an out-of-the-box Salesforce reporting mechanism that queries live data in Salesforce. In order to perform advanced self-service analytics in Wave, a user will load the data from the data warehouse into Wave. However, if Wave is deployed within the same Salesforce org, actionable analytics on Salesforce data can be performed. A data warehouse extracts and stores information for analytics and archiving purposes. The data warehouse allows users to take data from related objects in Salesforce, normalize and combine it, and optimize it in one table to support queries. Not with respect to budget. However, there are other aspects of the current system setup that concern me. With a team distributed across the world, complex uptime, and a lot of integration requirements, this project presents multiple risks. There could be communication difficulties due to time zone differences between the two teams, which compounds the risks present with integrations. I'm going to suggest contract-first integration. Agile requires having all stakeholders in the same room working on the same component together in real time. Distributed teams make this difficult to achieve. Also, Agile requires a highly disciplined team if a business hopes to deliver features daily. Growth into the EU comes with data residency considerations, which may require that an additional instance be utilized for just EU data. Another instance may come with an additional team supporting it, so you may need a Center of Excellence, or COE, to ensure both teams are using the same methods, patterns, and tools. Enterprise businesses will typically fall into a pattern of development, system integration testing, user acceptance testing, training, and finally production environments. There may or may not be a hotfix environment. In this particular diagram, we are using the open source Git tool. While Salesforce does provide change sets and the Force.com IDE as deployment options as well, the Force.com migration tool is the best choice for an automated build process. No, the Force.com platform serves over 1 billion transactions daily, with an average response time of under 300 milliseconds.